of the NerdWatch podcast. I, of course, am G Money here on another lovely Wednesday evening right here in the heart of Wailuku Town on the beautiful island of Maui in the great state of Hawaii. And we are here tonight to talk about all things nerd. Lots of stuff to talk about. Dune was this weekend. Did a tremendous amount of money at the box office this weekend. And guess what? Also, what we're going to talk about? Alec Baldwin shot somebody. We're going to talk about that as well. So this is going to be super exciting. I know Todd can't wait. So let's get right to it, shall we? Of course, as you know, you guys can watch us simultaneously on Facebook at facebook.com/NerdWatch, on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation, and on Twitch at NerdWatch808. That's Twitch at NerdWatch808. Let's get right to it, shall we? Let's go. First of all, he is the producer, Seducer. Jeez. Ladies and gentlemen, he can be quite sexy at times when he's producing. Just ask his dog. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kai Kai. How's it going, Kai?
Every week, I'm one step closer to slapping the shit out of you.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Dirty language. Dirty language.
Don't bring my dog into this.
Yeah, well, stop messing with him. Anyway, also joining us this evening on a Nerd Watch Wednesday. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. He's actually here on time. I don't have to bring him in secretly. Ladies and gentlemen. He is the comic book artist extraordinaire. He is the creator of Disco Thunder Groovebone, Mohawk Thunder, and of course his perennial work on issue 11 of his renowned local-based comic at Kukui Project. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hawaiian Salted Superman is Tom Bernardi! Wow, Tom. Well, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, man?
Good, good. Well, listen, we're not going to dilly-dally or shilly-shally. I want to get right to it with you.
Okay.
All right. Listen, you went and did... you decided to go all the way to the East Coast.
Yeah.
And you decided to go to that COVID-infested city of New York.
Yeah, right? Man.
So New York Comic-Con.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Let's get right to it. Like I said, you guys can hit us up. By the way, before I forget, you can hit us up. You can talk to us live on the chats. We'll get your questions or your comments in the chat as well. Lots of stuff to talk about. Before we get to anything else, I do want to know about what the heck is going on with Todd and how New York Comic Con was, how his time was on the East Coast. So, Todd, how was it? Did you sell some comics? Did you turn some white people brown? What's the deal?
No, I did meet a few people from Hawaii. I usually always meet a couple of people from Hawaii. They're very nice, and they always are really excited to see my work. I sold a few sets of Kukui Project, you know, like with the trade paperback through issue 11. And that's always gratifying to me because people... you know, respond to my work, and they're so interested in it. They're not just going to do, you know, try it out. You know, we're just going to do issue one, and then they want the whole thing. They want the whole enchilada. So
right.
That's awesome.
That trade was issues 1 through 6, right?
Yeah, 1 through 6. And then I had 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11 and as single issues.
Right.
And I used a different printer this time. And I was trying him out, and I think that the print of the new trade paperback came out pretty okay.
Cool.
You know, the convention was, I think, about 70% capacity, which is still bigger than anything that I've ever been at before. The Javits Center is not, for the last few years, had been under construction. They were building this thing called the Crystal Palace, which is a sort of giant entryway, which is, I mean, it's beautiful. Everything.
And thank God that glass ceiling didn't shatter. So you had some shelter. So that was really good.
Right, Ty?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
No, so and it was really safe. Everybody to be able to go there, you had to show proof of vaccination or you had to have a negative COVID test. Children between 5 and 12 mm-hmm. had to have a negative COVID test to go.
5 through 12?
Yeah. So we had to get my daughter a negative COVID test. And we went and we got it, and everything went off without a hitch.
Sweet.
She dressed up
as
Mal from Descendants. And it was a costume that we had bought the day before the show at the Disney store.
You mean the Disney Descendants show, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
The Disney store, Times Square. And that kind of that blew her mind.
Well, Kathy's in the chat, and Kathy's like, New York is on her bucket list destinations.
It's a great. I mean, it's a real fun town. You know, never really, never really sleeps. I was up till about 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
You know what I've heard, Todd? If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
I feel like I did a pretty good job of making it. I don't know. I was only there for 6 days, but I made it.
Good. And so you had a good time, sold some comics.
On the mainland, everybody kind of gravitates towards Disco Thunder Groovebone instead of Kukui Project.
Well, that's because of, this guy right here.
Right.
This guy. That's his favorite comic from Todd Bernardi. Let's go.
So people have been digging that. Mohawk Thunder did pretty well. But that's in full color, and people, if they want something bright and colorful, that's usually, and a superhero book, that's usually what people pick up.
Now, I got a question for you, Todd. In the world that we live in now, right?
Yeah.
In this woke cancel culture kind of vibe that we have going on here, which has been created by But here's my question. Do you ever get flack for being someone who is Caucasian that writes about South Pacific superheroes or things happening in Hawaii, as it were? Do you get any blowback from that at all, especially in the mainland?
No, almost never.
Oh, okay.
So
just checking. Oh no, I was just kind of curious because I didn't know what the vibe was or if it was cool. You know what I mean?
People can tell that I did my research.
Good.
So they're interested in my work based on that. I don't think that anybody, I don't think anybody's had that reaction to me. There's only been, I've had a few run-ins with some things here in Hawaii, but that's never been.
Sure, fair enough.
But not on the mainland.
Oh, cool.
Nobody, the people that are interested in my work or that pick stuff up for me, they're always, enthusiastic.
Cool. Cool. And did you think you had that vibe there at New York Comic Con then?
Yeah. Yeah, so New York, the Javits, it's at the Javits Center, the Jacob K. Javits Center, and it's just this huge, huge building.
Yeah.
And upstairs is the main hall with all the exhibitors, and then downstairs is Artist Alley, and then you've got the autograph lines. Friday night, I hung out with my good buddy Aaron Campbell, who I knew from Albuquerque. And he just recently drew a long series for DC Black, a Hellblazer. He did a John Constantine comic book.
Oh, sweet.
And then he introduced me to some other people that
who'd you rub elbows with, Todd?
I got to meet Ben Temple Smith, who was the artist that created like 30 Days of Night, and he's done some other comics with Steve Niles.
I thought. 30 Days of Night, I thought was Steve Niles.
That's a writer.
The artist. Okay, gotcha. Okay, yeah. My bad.
And then I got to meet on Sunday, it was kind of slow in the afternoon, and I got to meet Brian K. Vaughn, who's created Why the Last Man and Saga.
Which got canceled, by the way.
Yeah, it broke my heart. Well, I mean, actually, I was okay with it because I think that, like, it's a DC property. And so I think that it's going to have a second life on, you know, HBO Max.
It's possible. I think that's possible.
What broke my heart was my wife loves it. You know, she took the news really, really terribly.
I think they have three more episodes. I think because they canceled it at 7, and I think they have 10 episodes total, right?
They're 9's already out.
Oh, that okay. So then there you go. So then there's 10 episodes. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. All right. Well, that's sweet. Who else?
Yeah. So it was really fun to meet him, and I was just a fanboy. I was just gushing and just like it was disgusting. It was
so gross. Get a hold of yourself, Todd.
It was tough.
You need me there to kind of like.
It was like when I met Todd McFarlane. It was just embarrassing. I got to meet. I got to see David Nakayama again.
Oh wow!
He was there from Oahu, and he arrived a day later than I did. And it's a 9 to 10 hour flight from Oahu, and he took the direct flight like I did. And so I bought him a cup of coffee, and I was like, because I was like, I know the jet lag is real, man. That I understand. I know the pain.
What is that, like a 10-hour flight?
Yeah, a 10-hour flight.
Yeah.
It's like 12 hours of flight time from Maui.
Trash. So, I could never do 10 hours. I'd have to have a stop, or I would go nuts.
It's actually, I mean, it wasn't that bad. You just have snacks and eat and watch shows, you know. I mean, it would be the same thing that you do anyway, Greg.
Wow, that seemed like very insulting, but I'm going to let you pass on that, you bastard. Anyway, who else did you meet?
I got to meet a lot of interesting people. I got to meet the publishers from Rocket Ship Press. They were really cool. That was really exciting. I got to see David Mack again. I saw friend of Maui Comic Con, Frank Cho. I saw him at the show.
He draws all those sexy ladies, doesn't he?
Yeah. One thing that was really exciting for me was I got to see Carl Potts. And Carl Potts came up to the table and bought a couple of my comic books on Thursday. So that was awesome.
Only a couple? What a bastard.
Nice.
Well, he's got it. He's already got a couple. So
I like Carl. He's a good guy. I like him.
He only needed a couple.
Good. So,
So that was really fun. Some people, and then I've got a buddy named Dan Doherty, and he does a comic book called Touching Evil, which issue number 18 is coming out today.
Touching where?
Touching Evil.
Yeah.
The premise of the comic is that if you
Reed in the chat says I got to meet Todd Bernardi at the last con. You did. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I like Reed. Anyway, so now Todd, now that you've rubbed elbows with all of these big wigs in the comic industry,
Oh God,
did you have a chance to see the special screening of Ghostbusters Afterlife over there, or were you just too busy?
I was too busy, man. That happened on Saturday, and Saturday was just crazy. I only got like 30 or 45 minutes to eat lunch, and I got
forbid.
I got Katz's deli. That was awesome.
Katz is awesome. Reed says, I know, he's an elbow rubber. Yes, Todd Bernardi is an elbow rubber. Reed, you're absolutely
right. I'm after that weenus.
Yeah, 10-4, absolutely. Well, I'm glad you had a good time, Todd. It's super exciting. Now, I know we haven't had a leak on in a while because you've been very busy. I don't know if you can divulge, are there any updates to Maui Comic Con? What's the deal?
They're still on track to do the show if it gets okayed by the mayor's office. That's the hiccup. They've got to register their plans for the event.
Well, with the office. It won't be a problem if they recall him.
Oh, geez. Great. Here we go.
There's an actual recall on our mayor in Maui. That's why I was saying. So I was kind of curious.
I mean,
there's signatures going out to recall the mayor. That's all.
I don't think serious people are interested.
Oh, really, Todd? Really?
Yeah.
I had a really good time at the show. And you know, Pania and Nadia both dressed up. They sort of cosplayed, and you know, I didn't even have to like ask her. Tell Pania, she just wanted to talk to people. She's kind of extroverted like that. And we took a bunch of silk flower lays to give away to get people to come to talk to us at the table. And
cool,
she just went out there and gave them away, and she sold a bunch of my comic books. And
wow,
it was really cool.
Exploiting your daughter,
shilling for
the man. You should be ashamed of yourself.
singing for supper, man.
Yeah, man. I tell you, what a guy. Well, listen, I'm glad you had a good time, Todd. Yeah. Reed says, I wonder who Pania gets that from. How true. Daniel in the chat as well. Daniel says, Todd is love. I think that is completely not what that means at all. You know what, Todd? We're going to talk about something. We're going to talk about something that you really enjoy, Todd. Okay? Because every single Wednesday is new Comic Book Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And so let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
I've got the list up.
I have the – Todd, you haven't been here in a while. I do the list, my friend.
All right, here we go. Well, I mean, you're going to skip all the ones that are
– Okay, well, we're going to stick with all the – we're going to stick with the big two, Todd. DC Comics, Detective Comics 1044 is out today. Also – by Marvel Comics, The Amazing Spider-Man number 77 is out today as well. Also out in Marvel Comics is Daredevil number 35. One that I'm actually looking forward to, Moon Knight from Marvel Comics number 4 is out today. Also from DC Comics, Robin number 7. Is this the gay one? I don't know.
No, I think this is Dame. I think this is
no. There's no gay Robin. There's only. Are you talking about the son of Superman?
No. I thought there was a gay. I thought that there was this article saying that there bisexual. Was a gay Robin. Oh, bisexual Robin. There it is. Okay.
But it's the son. It's John.
Jonathan Kent. We talked about it before.
He's not gay. He's bisexual.
Well, you should listen to the show last week, Todd, because we went over this and it's great. You should have heard my outrage. Fantastic.
The Robin you're referring to is Tim Drake.
Thank you. Tim Drake. Is he bi or is he gay?
They're playing with the idea of him being gay.
Okay. Fair enough. Also from Marvel Comics, Star Wars Darth Vader number 17. Hey, listen. I guess everybody's gay in comics now. Ain't that right, Todd?
I'm gay for comics.
Also,
as you should be.
Image Comics, Spawn number 323 is out today. Also from Image Comics is Crossover number 9. That's out on Image Comics today. Also, for all of you Harley Quinn fans, Harley Quinn number 8 is out on DC Comics today. Also, if you're looking for another cool comic from Skybound, Oblivion Song number 34 is out today. A brand new one from Boom Studios is out today. House of Slaughter number 1 is out on is out today as well. And also from Boom Studios, Once in Future number 21. If I'm not mistaken, that is a play on the book Once in Future King. That's out. Also from DC Comics, Batman the Long Halloween Special number 1 is out today. Ooh, Todd, you're gonna want to pick this one up. DC versus Vampires number 1 is out in comic book land today. DC versus Vampires, Todd, huh? We haven't seen anything like that before.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, they did a whole Batman comic where Batman was a vampire.
I remember that.
He fought Dracula.
Gunslinger Spawn number 1 from Image Comics today. I don't know what the hell that is, Todd. You would probably know more than I do. Gunslinger Spawn? It's a Western?
There's a bunch of different spawns throughout history. And Gunslinger Spawn was the spawn that... the spawn of the Old West.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I've got it. I haven't read it.
Nice. Also out today from Boom Studios, We Only Find Them When They're Dead. Number 9 is out today. Also, it's a shame. I mean, you couldn't save them in time. Also from Image Comics, Ice Cream Man, number 26, is out today as well.
That's a good one.
Yep. Also, The Walking Dead Deluxe, number 25, from Skybound, is out today. From DC Comics, Deathstroke Inc., number 2, is out today as well. Also from Image Comics, Time Before Time, number 6, is out today. You don't want to miss out on that. Also, Marvel Comics is bringing out Star Wars War of the Bounty Hunters, IG-88, number 1, is out today. Pretty awesome. Also out today, yeah, from Image Comics, Adventure Man, number 6, is out today.
Yep.
Also from Image Comics, M.O.M., or Mother of Madness, number 3, is out today.
That's the comic book that's written by Khaleesi.
You mean Khaleesi, as in the Mother of Dragons?
Yeah.
As in Emilia Clarke?
Yeah.
Shut your face.
No, yeah. She, Game of Thrones superstar Emilia Clarke, concludes the final issue of an oversized 3-issue miniseries.
I didn't know girls could write, Todd. I'm just kidding.
She's co-writer with another
yes,
woman.
Yes, Marguerite Bennett.
Marguerite Bennett, and then Layla Lays.
Layla Lays is the artist.
Everybody loves them some Layla Lays.
Who doesn't? I've seen a couple of her adult movies.
That's a different...
Is that a different... Oh, okay. Fair enough. Sorry. I get them confused. Also, in comic book land today, from Image Comics, Vinyl number 5 is out today.
Yeah.
Also out today is The Good Asian, number 6, is out, yep, today as well. Remember, I'm still writing and drawing my comic book rival to that called The Not So Great Asian, which is coming soon.
Well, they didn't say it was a great Asian.
Well,
it's a good Asian.
All right. That's why mine's going to be not so great. Also, from Image Comics, Philadelphia, number 18, is out today.
Yep.
Also, from Dark Horse Comics, Black Hammer Reborn, number 5, is out today. And this should be a big one as well. Batman Fortnite Foundation number 1. And of course, when those Fortnite Batman comics come out, everybody wants to grab them because I'm assuming there's codes in them for Fortnite. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, yeah, Star Wars The High Republic Adventures, The Monster of Temple Peak number 3. Huh. I wonder if it's a sticky green monster. Also, from Image Comics, Mirko Andolfo's Sweet Paprika, number 4, is out today.
When you say sticky green monster, you mean Swamp Thing, right?
No. Sticky. Could you roll up Swamp Thing and smoke him?
Probably.
Or is he too wet? You'd have to definitely dry him out, right?
Well, you have to dry out the other stuff, too.
It's a good point. But, I mean, I figured that the sticky green grows dry. Swamp Thing is continually always wet, so I don't know, maybe we'll figure it out.
He's got that WAP.
He's got that WAP, baby. Also, coming out from Image Comics today, Texas Blood number 11 is out today. That one seems rather interesting. That one is actually number 11. It's a 28 page comic. It actually looks pretty cool. After reading about it, I can't get into what it's about, but it looks pretty cool. Also, coming out today, if you are interested, we have Chew number 9, Todd. That's right. Yeah. Chew number 9 is out from Image Comics today.
This is a great, great series. It really is.
I'm sure it is. Also from IDW Publishing, The Transformers number 36. Also, a brand new comic from Image today, Ant number 1 by Eric Larson.
He's been talking about that for 3 or 4 years. Yeah, he bought the rights to the character.
Yeah, Eric, I'm gonna say something that's gonna probably piss you off, Todd. Eric Larson was kind of a prick to David Michelinie on the social medias. I don't know why he decided to be such a prick about it, but he was kind of a prick. Am I wrong about that?
I think that they probably have bad blood going all the way back to Marvel.
I guess so.
I think that Eric Larson didn't appreciate the way that David was trying to take full credit for Venom.
David was not. Damn it, Todd! Don't get me started. I read that whole freaking thread of crap.
I love David Michelinie. Like, sweetest man in the world.
David Michelinie is such a great guy. Number one. Number two, he's an older gentleman that is not going to sit there and do that. He created Venom. Okay, he did.
Well, that's what I think. I think that there's a misunderstanding.
I'm not buying an Eric Larson comic ever again.
Well, Eric Larson is allowed to have his opinion.
He can have his opinion, but he was an ass about it.
Nobody started drawing Venom's tongue until Eric Larson did.
Listen,
the funny thing, Todd, this is what I'm trying to get at. I'm not disagreeing with Eric. I'm just saying the way he came at David was completely inappropriate. I thought that was such a douchebag move.
I'm just saying I'm giving Eric I've met them both, and I'm giving Eric just the benefit of doubt, because it does feel like he's kind of targeting David, and he doesn't need to do that, you know. And I don't understand what they're they must have had. They must have had a working relationship in the past, because David Michelinie worked on Amazing Spider-Man, and so did Eric Larson. And I think that they worked together, and I think that their professional relationship soured at some point.
Possibly.
That's probably where the Venom is coming from.
The Venom about Venom? Yeah, very good. You need to stop wrapping your mouth around Eric Larson's shiny, bald head.
Hey, I appreciate his artwork. I think that what he's accomplished is...
he's talented, but that doesn't give him a right to be such a prick to David, for crying out loud, man.
Well, like I said, it certainly seems like, yeah, but I don't think that we need to defend David. I think David had obviously a very talented writer and created a lot of wonderful characters for Marvel.
Yeah.
So I think that, David is also has made enormous contribution to comics as well. And I think we should celebrate both of those creators.
All right. Well, you celebrate both of them. I'll celebrate David because Eric's a dick. Anyway, moving on.
That's your opinion, Jay.
That's what I said. That's what I told Todd to celebrate both of them. I'll just celebrate David, not Eric. Prick. Anyway. Don't get me started.
You got started. And
that's true.
I mean, your diatribe is longer than two.
That's true. It's a good point. Also out today from Scout Comics, We Don't Kill Spiders #2 is out today.
I kill spiders.
Also, brand new from Dark Horse Comics, Hellboy, The Silver Lantern Club #1 is out today. Is that Mike? Is that from Mr. Mike Mignola? Yes, it is. And it's also written by Chris Roberson as well.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool. Also, and finally, because I can't go over all of this, but this one I want to end with, because we know him. And he's such a good artist and a good guy. Yosagi Ojimbo #23 is out today in the world of comics. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd be so kind as to put your hands together for what a lovely comic book list today, or this evening.
Can I add one, Todd? Yeah, crossover.
Oh, crossover? Okay, sweet.
Yeah, crossover.
Oh, that was on my list. That was on my list.
Yeah, crossover by Donnie Cates and Jeff Shaw. I think that people should be reading that. I think that that's really exciting as far as it bringing, I mean, Image Comics does a lot of really interesting comics, and but they've kind of fallen away from the superhero stuff that made them real popular with the original founding, fathers.
And this is them trying to sort of come back to superhero comics in a big way. And I think that they've pulled it off pretty spectacularly. So I can I'd like to recommend that book.
I used to like Donny Cates, and then there was that, I forget what the controversy was, and then he became a jackwad.
He had some crosswords for his fans that
That's what it must have been.
Download his comics for free.
It's like, dude,
that stuff.
Come on, Doc.
But other than that, I think he's a talented artist. Also, kind of Marvel's golden child right now. And then I'm a little bit biased though about the comic because Jeff Shaw and I had art classes together when he did his undergrad at UNM. So I've known him, and I really like his artwork a lot.
Nice. Well, Todd, I'm so glad you could join us. Reed, Dick Grayson? Yes. No, Tim Drake. I mean, we figured it out. It was Tim Drake that was the gay one. Or the Dick, or the bi one. Cassie said blood pressure. I know. I'm getting upset. I'm sorry. Getting upset.
Dick Grayson would be too easy.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Reed says keep it in the closet. You're terrible. Anyway, Todd, listen, lots of stuff to talk about today. Boy, how much time we got? We got like another half an hour or so. Yeah. So let's get right to it.
Do your other show with your
I got
actual friend.
That is true. I don't know. Should we talk about? Do you want to talk about Alec Baldwin now, or let's talk about him later? Let's talk about him later. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Netflix today dropped the first trailer for Kevin Smith's Masters of the Universe Revelation Part 2. The first part of the series, of course, was not exactly given a homecoming welcome, as it were. But this is the second portion of this series. Chris Woods, who voices He-Man, tried to ease the minds of fans about this second half, saying, quote, "Adam's not dead. He's very wounded. If you want to light the whole world on fire in terms of destroying a fandom, you'd take He-Man out and be like, that's it. He's gone. Bye." Now, what they've done is they found really interesting ways to turn the dynamics of the show on its head and raise the stakes to a point that the original never saw. So if you are interested, you will be able to see Masters of the Universe Revelation Part 2 premiering only on Netflix November 23rd. Mm-hmm. So, I would play. Honestly, I wanted to play the trailer, but we don't have time. To be fair, it looks okay. I mean, it definitely looks better than the first one. I can tell you that right now. So,
well, that's how I felt. I wanted to, and it's how I feel about Dune. It's like you're really only seeing half of half of the movie.
Don't ruin it. We're going to talk about that later, Todd, because I want to get your review. So just hang tight, pal.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you
also, we'll get to Dune. Don't worry, we got time.
Hurry up.
All right, I'm hurrying.
Speaking, I gave you the perfect segue.
Speaking of Netflix, Netflix has also dropped the first trailer for its live action adaptation of Cowboy Bebop. And judging by a lot of reviews of the trailer, it could possibly be a pitch-perfect live-action adaptation of the original series. Of course, as you know, if you don't, Cowboy Bebop is a space western about three bounty hunters, a.k.a. cowboys, all trying to outrun the past. As different as they are, deadly, Spike Spiegel, Jet Black, and Faye Valentine form a scrappy, snarky crew ready to hunt down the solar system's most dangerous criminals for the right price. So if you've never seen the original anime series, by the way, you can actually get it on iTunes for cheap. Like, the whole series is like $5. It's crazy. And if you've never seen it before, the animation is great. The stories are great. I highly recommend it.
It's on Netflix right now. If anybody
is Cowboy Bebop, the animated series on Netflix now?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you guys are lucky. Nice.
I suggest anyone to go watch it right now. Go give a good binge.
Well, if you don't know, Cowboy Bebop, the John Cho vehicle, will be hitting Netflix November 19th. So, that trailer came out today. Check it out. You don't want to miss it if you like if you like yourself some good, fun action shows. Also, I don't know if this counts, but you know what? Screw it. No, it does count. What am I talking about? Also, one more trailer that got released today from Amazon Studios. They have finally released the full trailer for the upcoming epic fantasy series, The Wheel of Time. Now, that is a series that I have not read in its entirety, but I have read the books, you know, only a few of them. The Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan is great. I will say, after watching the trailer, the characters in them so far aren't exactly the people that I would have pictured in my head to play the characters, but that's number one, because I have a bias because I've read the books. But the trailer is presented in the trailer was presented, and it looks like, if you've never seen it before, let me give you a breakdown. The Wheel of Time is based on Robert Jordan's fantasy novels. The story is set in a sprawling epic world where magic exists and only certain women are allowed to access it. Rosamund Pike stars as Moraine, a member of the incredibly powerful all-female organization called the Aes Sedai, as she arrives in the small town of Two Rivers. There, she embarks on a dangerous world-spanning journey with five young men and women, one of whom is prophesied to be the Dragon Reborn, who will either save or destroy humanity. So it looks good. This is coming, of course, before Lord of the Rings. I'm guessing this was kind of like a almost like a test for before the Lord of the Rings comes out. I'm really interested because I've read the books and I like them. So, yeah, The Wheel of Time. You can check that out on YouTube as well. I really dig that show. yeah. DJ in the chat says, Todd with two Ds. Sweet. Yeah, he said that with quite excitement. Very cool. Now, Todd Bernardi, since we're talking about fantasy, Todd,
yeah,
I want to know, because over the weekend, speaking of movies, there was a sci-fi film directed by a French Canadian, a pretentious French Canadian named Denis Villeneuve, he did his adaptation of Frank Herbert's Dune. Yeah. It trounced No Time to Die. It trounced everything in Venom. It trounced it all. Now, don't spoil anything because I have yet to see it, Todd.
Oh man, what are you doing? Yeah,
I know. Why are we doing this? Here's the thing. I know. Here's the thing. Ron in the chat says no AZD tonight. Oh, sorry, wrong show. Yeah, you're right. This is the other show. Todd.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I read the book. So I think that actually there's a lot I remember, but there's a lot that I don't. I probably remember the Dune movie more than the actual book now. But I do know that the Dune movie by David Lynch didn't really do the book justice. It got themes, but it didn't do the book justice. Now, this seems, from what I keep hearing about Dune, Todd, is that this new adaptation of Dune.
Adaption.
Shut your mouth. Adaptation of Dune is more book accurate, number one, but it also does something else which is proper for Dune. Dune is such an epic story in and of itself that it requires more than one movie. Now, from what they keep telling me, this almost feels like a part one of a maybe two, possibly three-part series, Todd. Now, Todd, after watching Dune with Jason Momoa, Zendaya, Timothy Chalamet, and Idris Elba, and Oscar Isaac, what did you think?
It's great.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I told my wife saw it. We watched it yesterday together. She said it's been hard for her to put it out of her mind.
Like in a good way or a bad way?
In a good way, yeah. In a good way. She really liked it. I got to see it in a pretty spectacular setting. And it was, I think that lended itself to
how I enjoyed the movie. I don't know. It's
did we get? Did they talk about the spice? Did they talk about the Kwisatz Haderach? Did they talk about? Oh, they did. All right. Did they talk about Arrakis?
All of that stuff is there. All
right.
It moved. It didn't feel like a three-hour movie to me. I think it moved pretty quick.
Well, it wasn't. It was 2.5 hours.
There is a 4-hour cut or a 3-hour cut of the movie that we're probably going to get eventually on HBO Max. I think there's a lot of things that you saw either in some of the promotional material,
yes,
or the some of the first trailers that didn't make it into the film. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, someone in the chat agrees with you. Kathy loved it.
Yeah,
she wanted more. She said.
Yeah, the only problem with the movie that since it's a singular movie, you know, you're just if you're gonna judge it as just on its sort of own merits alone, Paul Atreides doesn't have anything to do in the movie, really. You know, things happen to him, of course. That's always supposed to set up his status as the Muad'Dib.
Even in the book, from my recollections, even in the book, Paul Atreides was not like, it didn't revolve. The book never really revolved around him. I think that David Lynch was picking out a character in the original movie, his adaptation of it. You're right, because it wasn't about them. It was about like the House Harkonnen, and it was about the House Atreides. That's what it was kind of about. So I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. So you, it doesn't spend a lot of time. The filmmaker. One of the things that was great about it is that the filmmakers trusted people to be familiar with the source material. So it doesn't spend a ton of time on all of these nuances.
So you're saying it doesn't handhold you, what you're saying?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
There are a couple of little things that, I mean, so there's educational films that that Paul watches, and that provides the exposition a lot of times. Sometimes there's just very short, speeches, but none of the dialogue felt like heavy-handed or cumbersome.
I'm glad you said that, because in the trailer, because I haven't seen it yet, the trailer, they did make it look like it was going to be that kind of cumbersome, slow walk, which is good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it went through pretty, but it was all stuff that I remembered from the book that I was looking forward to too. So I kind of had that anticipation, and I think maybe that helped me enjoy the film better. Because if you haven't read the book, or you're not familiar with the David Lynch version, then you probably, it might be a bit more tedious for you.
Sure. No, that's understandable.
The scale and the scope of everything is just, it's spectacular. It's a lot more. I feel like it's even more vivid than the recent Star Wars movies as far as science fiction. George Lucas cribbed almost all of Star Wars from the 1965 novel.
First of all, how dare you? But secondly, Sonic the Hedgehog was better than the entire sequel trilogy, Todd. So yeah.
Well, I also agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway,
I think that people should see it. I think you should definitely see it.
I can't wait.
I think that
Reed said it was very good.
Yeah,
and he also said that Zendaya is hot. So yeah.
Well, she's not in it very much either. You know, she's in the first part of the movie, or in the first part of the book. She's pretty much exists as one of Paul's visions. And it sort of takes.
Ron Kataguy's absolutely right. I'm gonna love it because Hannah Montana's friend is in it. Duncan, that's true. Excited. I love Hannah Montana. Anyway, listen. That's neither here nor there.
Jason Momoa is spectacular.
He's like the hotness. That guy.
He's all of a lot of the charm of the movie.
I've heard that. I've heard that. Yeah, okay. Now, Todd, in the book, and listen, and maybe I'm not remembering it right. It seems like the cast, and dare I say this about a show, I can't even believe it. I remember that the book never really talks about race or anything like that, but the only reference they do make is about their olive skin. So Timothy seems a little white to me.
Well,
Shyamalan, well, I should say.
He's from a different planet. I mean, he's from Caladan.
Fair. All right, that's fair.
So the people, the Fremen from...
The Fremen.
The Fremen from Arrakis are a different complexion, I suppose.
Correct, yeah.
They switched the gender of Liet Kynes.
Did they really? All right.
Yeah.
Should I boycott it now?
Well, no. The actress that they hired did a fantastic job. She was wonderful.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Other than that minor change and some of the things that they probably just clipped out for pace, it's a real faithful adaptation.
Kathy says, I'm assuming Jason Momoa. She says he looks rugged.
He does. In the beginning on Caladan, he does, and then he shaves his beard and cuts his hair and stuff.
Wow, that's crazy.
He keeps it up. He keeps it back. So it,
sure.
He looks. Bathopters from the book, they got perfect. Everything kind of looks the way that Herbert described from the book. The other thing that I was really impressed with was the shields.
Yeah.
The shields that they used, and then the swords, the short swords that they used were fantastic.
Reed says, I found it weird. He is clean shaven all of a sudden. Kathy says, yep, his chin looks funny.
they
don't tell him.
They had to shave. He had to shave in the desert and wear the mask for the still suit. And so I think that was what that was all about.
All right. Now, listen, since we're not giving anything away, because I haven't seen it yet. Number one, I am watching the collector's edition of the 4K version of the original Dune, which I have here, which is amazing, by the way, by Arrow.
Wait, that's the David Lynch?
Yeah, that's the David Lynch one. So I have the David Lynch one, and this is the collector's edition. This is the one that Arrow put out with all the cool extras. The only thing it's missing is the actual extended cuts, which David Lynch hates and I love. So those are missing because they don't have the rights to them, which really sucks. But I am also, I'm like duning out because I'm listening to the Dune book because they do like a production of it, which is cool. And so I don't know if you had a chance to hear the Dune book. It's great.
I knew that they did it, but I haven't heard it.
It's good. But it's really good.
What I heard was the guy that does Baron Harkonnen. They call him Harkonnen.
Do they call him Harkonnen in this?
They don't call him Harkonnens. They call him Harkonnen.
Really? All right. Maybe that's how I always called him Harkonnen. So maybe it's originally Harkonnen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So the guy that performs it, I heard was a little cheesy. So.
Yeah. I am very.
He doesn't have the gravitas of Stellan Skarsgård.
Oh yeah. Now I guess last but not least, I've got this Dune on my agenda as well, and I'm super super excited to see it. And
it's about the first 400 or 500 pages of the book. I think it's like 478. It goes up to the fight with Jamis, and there's the fight with Jamis when Paul first finds the Fremen.
Oh wow!
And so that's after the fight with Jamis is where the book sort of ends, and they go off into the desert.
Hey Todd, I hate to interrupt you, but ladies and gentlemen,
hey,
we've only got another like 10 minutes here, I think.
Sweet.
But he,
I made it.
Wow. What the hell? Ladies and gentlemen, he is the maven of magic, the gaming guru. It's Foreman. Yeah.
What happened, man? You're gone.
Man, what the heck happened, dude?
Meetings, man.
Oh, freaking meetings. All right. Fair enough.
I'm trying.
Okay.
It used to be on Tuesdays.
I'm getting a message from one of our fellow nerd watchers, and I can't seem to remember her email address. I don't have it on my thing, on my stuff. Todd, do you have it? For I don't want to say who's coming in, but if they make it,
type the name in the private chat, G.
I did. I think Todd already knows because it's already in chat. But anyway,
it's not in the Nerdwatch chat.
Nerdwatch chat. Private chat on the.
No, it is live. In Nerdwatch chat. What are you talking about? Look in the Nerdwatch chat. Look who just texted me.
The last thing.
Oh, you're right. No, you're right.
I'm gonna log on in a second.
Oh, there it is. Got it. Okay, yeah. I got it.
Are you texting me?
No.
Just put it in the private chat. Making it so complicated.
No, I'm not. Here we go. I'm sorry, guys. I'm being pulled in many directions here.
Not the right one, apparently.
Apparently not. Oh well, there it is. Got it. Anyway, Todd, so that movie gets your seal of approval. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What movie is this?
Dune.
Oh, Dune?
Mm-hmm.
Dune.
Is it Dune?
It is Dune.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we were talking Dune. So I was super excited for Dune.
What guy is Sting?
Did you see the new one format?
I did not. Oh, I mean, okay. I saw the poster for it, and I saw the trailer, and I saw a lot of things, but I did not actually watch the movie.
You didn't see it?
Well, I recommend it. You should. I think you'd really like it.
Nice.
Can I say one thing about that movie?
Yeah, go ahead.
That movie was hella long.
Oh, you saw it, Kai?
I was drained after it.
Oh, nice.
But it was super long.
My
brain's tired.
Like
already.
In a good way?
I don't know. There was a good way for being that long.
Read Legion of Dune. I love it. You're crossing the streams there with Dune and wrestling. Anything with wrestling, I get so super stoked for. Anyway, now
calm down.
You guys can watch Dune.
It might have been a comic book reference.
It could have been.
Superhero.
Yeah, no, you're right. You can actually watch Dune on HBO Max, I believe, now until.
Is it Dune?
Mm-hmm.
You keep thinking Dune. You're saying it wrong.
No, Dune.
Dune.
Dune. Yeah.
Dune.
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 Yeah. You guys can actually watch that now until November 21st. You have until November 21st to watch Dune.
And then what?
Oh, by the way,
and then what happened?
It goes away. I'm sorry. I said Idris Elba. I meant Javier Bardem. I think is it?
Yeah, those two.
That's
were,
why I gave you a weird look. I don't remember him being in the movie.
I remember Javier Bardem is what I meant.
Yeah, because Idris and Javier are so easy to.
They're so easy to mistake, especially when Javier's under a hood. You can't tell. It's crazy. But Dune is 2 hours and 35 minutes long.
Dune.
Dune.
Are you sure you're saying it right?
Yeah, it's
I feel
Dune.
Like you're saying it weird.
No. I think Dune. It's your ears that are weird because I said Dune. So,
Dune?
Yeah, that's what it is. So check it out on HBO Max if you haven't yet. If you can, watch it on a big screen if you can as well. Because I heard it's great there too. So very cool stuff.
I wish we had an IMAX.
What?
I wish we had an IMAX.
Oh, okay. I wish,
you know, to watch Dune.
To watch Dune.
Dune.
Dune. Joel, Dune, where's my Dune. Car? Yeah. I love
it. I get
it.
The wrestling reference.
I love it. The wrestling reference. It's good. Now, let's get into some quick news before we gotta get before I gotta get the hell out of here. Spider-Man was going through some rough times at Sony. Oh, well, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Ladies and gentlemen, someone who hasn't been on the show for a very long time, but they asked for an invite. So please, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for a very talented tattoo artist and artist in general, Francine Walraven is in the house. How's it going, Franny?
Woo. Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Yep. What's up?
Hi. I came to talk about Dune.
Oh, you... Okay. Okay. First of all, let's get this right. It's Dune.
Dune.
It's Dune.
See, there it is. Dune. All right. All right. All right. Now, before I get started, first of all, Kathy already giving hearts and love to Francine already. Very cool. Very excited. Francine.
Long time no see, Fran.
Yeah, man.
I know. Long time no see for Matt.
Oh, man. So it's super exciting to have you in chat, my dear. So you have thoughts. So what do you think?
Sometimes.
What are your thoughts on Dune?
Dune.
I was really excited. I was like, oh, I was so excited for like the last 2 years for this thing. Uh-huh. So I made my whole family go on opening night, and I was a little nervous because my son, he's never read the books, and he hasn't watched any of the movies or the series or anything. And my husband is a fan of the series, more so than the David Lynch movie, but hasn't read the books. And I'm on book 4 right now of the book series. So God Emperor of Dune. And I really enjoy it. So nice. I wanted to see how it was going to translate because it's such a spectacle. It's so huge.
It is.
So mega.
It is. Yes. Because like I Ginormant. Said, I only read the first 2 books. And that was a long time ago. So there's things that I remember. There are things that I don't. So, and I know that they continued the series after Frank's death with Brian J. Anderson, I believe. And they did it with his kid. I think
Kevin,
with
yeah, his son. His
Kevin
son
Anderson.
Continued.
Kevin Anderson.
Kevin
yeah.
Anderson and Brian Herbert.
Brian Herbert, right. His kid, yeah. So, Franny, did
this... one's got Timothy Calumet.
First of all, it's Chalamet. All right? You know, like, you know, like... Pronounce it with me. Dune Chalamet.
Dune?
There it is.
You're Francine, you're on the book that he wrote here on Maui.
Oh, I didn't know he wrote it here. That's great.
Yeah, he wrote they moved to Hana for a little while and he wrote some of the series here.
That's really exciting. Dope. So that makes me love it even more.
See, look at that. Now, Franny, we were talking a lot about it, and we'll give you some time to talk about it. Because you're so fresh, your thoughts on the movie are fresh, and because you're in the midst of reading the series, what were your?
And because
your,
I'm a fresh individual.
Yeah, yes, you fresh. Are. You are quite fresh. What was I'm your? What girl. Are your? What are your thoughts? What did you think of Dune?
Dune.
I wish it could have been longer. Yeah, there was so much that could have been in there. A lot of character development that we didn't really get to see. A lot of little details that kind of just made it like a richer tapestry of the world. And there's just, yeah, I wish that it had been longer. Like, I think if it could have just been even a third movie, like it broken the book up into 3 movies, or maybe, you know, did like a 3-hour movie or even like a 3.5-hour movie. I could sit in the theater like for a whole evening, provided I had like a potty break and some food. If someone would have fed me while I was watching it, it would have been even better. I think that it would have made it a different experience also. I mean, it feels like when you go into the theater, it's kind of, you know what to expect with any movie. And so it's always nice when you have something that kind of takes you out of that formula that you're used to seeing and experiencing. So I feel like that movie still did that. I just kind of wish it would have done a little bit more so we could really, for people who, you know, hadn't read the book, can really get a full flavor of what was happening and the relationships that existed in, you know, the backstories and the personalities of the characters, because they still felt a little one-dimensional. But otherwise, the movie I thought was great. I loved like the tone. I loved the colors. I loved the sounds. I loved how spooky they made it. Yeah.
Now,
it's good. I kind of want to go watch it again.
For as well as I know you, I never thought that Dune would pique your interest. I thought you were more on the horror side of things, so I didn't realize that you were kind of sci-fi too. Well, that's kind of cool. So I never thought.
No, I like sci-fi. I like sci-fi a lot. I just don't like Star Wars. I think that's just because I don't like Star Wars. I mean, I'm a Trekkie. Ooh, I like Star Trek. I like to
Okay. That's enjoy. That right there makes me like you, because Star Trek is way better than Star Wars, and everybody knows it. I agree, 100%. 100%.
Vulcans make me so hard. It's like, they're so good. I love them. I'm the closest right now I've ever been to having a Vulcan haircut. I just need to have little pointy ears. And then
I know. It's like you're getting ready for Ponfar or something over here. Yeah. Well, that is.
So- I know. I love sci-fi. Reading sci-fi is challenging for me because I have a hard time of sometimes really visualing like entities and machines and stuff that I haven't seen before. So I have a hard time really like putting it in my brain, but I like it that I, you know, it's a great escape, and then you get immersed into like a whole other, I don't know, like dimension, like Philip K. Dick stuff. I know I'm pretty late in the game with reading any of his stuff, but it's all super awesome. And also can be right into the horror like genre of things too.
Now, do you think that this movie did it capture the essence of the books as you know them?
I mean, this we just saw like a fraction of this of the
of
first
course
book, though.
Of course.
So, you know, but I'm excited to see where it goes. I really hope that we get to have like we have as many you know, episodes and versions of Dune out there that Star Wars fans get to have. You know, I feel like it really is like a more intellectual and intimate and emotionally a mature Star Wars, and in a lot of ways, you know, like it kind of takes Star Wars and it, as far as it being like the go-to sci-fi thing that most humans born in these generations experience. I feel like there's just so much more out there for people when it comes to science fiction.
Yeah,
and I'm glad to see that so many people are really excited about it and that really liked it, especially people who have never experienced the books and or you know David Lynch's version or the sci-fi episodes and stuff. So they go in with fresh eyes and fresh young minds, and they get to get it all sandblasted with spice, and like it's pretty rad. I'm excited about it.
Alika in the chat says Star Wars is like Dune for kids. Bye. Alika says Star Wars is like Dune for kids. All right, that's fair, I guess. Well, that's cool. I'm so glad you stopped by the show to tell us what your thoughts were on Dune. I'm so excited.
Okay,
you liked
it. What was your opinion? I'm supposed to ask you as the host.
Okay.
What did you think, sir?
Well, here's the thing: is that Todd couldn't divulge anything to me because I have yet to see it. But Todd saw it. Kai saw it. And I'm not sure if Format saw it. But I'm listening to the Dune book because I haven't read it in a long time. I'm watching the Dune movie again. I've got that. That was on my agenda. And then I'm going to watch the new Dune. So, yeah.
Exciting.
Dune.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm kind of excited.
Oh, can I say, like, well, as far as the detail that really kind of broke my heart a little bit is when like the Reverend Mother had her Gamja bar next to Paul's neck, like she was like holding it, and she had her like, you know, old woman arms. Mm. There's like a shaking when Bene Gesserit are supposed to be like super masters of like themselves and their minds. And I feel like if a Bene Gesserit, no matter how old, especially if she's super ancient, should have like total control. And they had her holding it as opposed to it being a thimble on her finger. And that was kind of heartbreaking because in my mind, I've always just, that's how it's described, is it's a thimble with the metacyanide on the tip of it. Instead
correct.
Of,
right,
like pokey stick, you know.
Right. Because
the little thing.
The Bene Gesserits were very powerful beings. I get what you're saying. So you're saying that this one is she seems frail.
So. Oh, spoiler alert! Sorry.
It's fine.
It's just different. I was expecting in my mind something else, but
all right.
There's little things like the use of how like they I don't know like the the shedding of, like, you know, the Fremen, how they kind of they play a little loose with shedding people's water, that, you know, they wouldn't do that in real time, but in this movie, in order to really you know, their faces are exposed. You would never see the Fremen's face.
That is very true.
We have to see their face and see the actors. So.
Right.
There's like little things that I'm just like, hey, and like when they expose the Chris knives, you know, the only time you expose a Chris knife is to fucking kill somebody.
Right.
That's like the number one rule. And so you see people's Chris knives all the time. And I was just like, well, that's not how it's supposed to go.
That's interesting. That's interesting that those things would, I guess, bother you per se. I mean, because you're fresh to the material. So I guess that is kind of interesting. I never thought about that, but wow, now I do want to watch it, because you're right. You wouldn't see in the books. You never uncovered your face, which is interesting.
Yeah, I just feel like if there's, you know, when there's rules in a universe and they're very like staunch rules, either what you don't do, and so like, and I get it, in a movie you would have to, you want the audience to see that it's a knife or see it, you know. I understand why they did, and it just, I was just kind of like, well, that sucks. They're not supposed to do that.
That's why Tom Holland takes his mask off when he's Spider-Man. We already know it's Tom Holland, damn it. I understand. No, see, I get it. I totally get it.
Do we though?
Yeah.
I mean, The Mandalorian.
That's a good point.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, Franny, I think you already know, because you've been on the internet. But Dune Part 2 is official, and it will be hitting theaters in 2023. So that is something to look forward to. Hopefully by 2022.
Will you go with me to watch it?
I would love to watch it with you. As long as Todd doesn't come. No, I'm just kidding. Todd, you're more than welcome to come. I can't wait. Let's all go.
Sit behind us.
Yeah. Let's all go see Dune. I'm very excited for it. I'm very excited to see this one.
I'll flick Coke at you and then act like I felt it too.
Well, I tell you what, if there's one thing that I do miss, is that I miss doing movie premieres and stuff with you guys. That was always so much fun. It's just so weird now to do all of these fun things. I would have done one for Dune.
You're so weird now.
I know. I would have done one for Dune if we weren't in this crazy time that we're living in. That would have been great. But Franny, I'm glad you love the movie. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. I haven't heard you this excited about a movie in a long time. So I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
I'm still excited. I watched it last week, and I'm still excited about it.
Well,
I was going to ask
yes.
a question of you, since you read the book, and Todd, he knows a lot about it too.
Yeah.
When it comes to still suit, so it's sucking up all your body's moisture, so you can drink. So you're drinking your sweat, your tears. Are you also your urine, right? Would you also drink up like your farts? Because there's moisture in farts. Are you fucking drinking up fart water? And what if you're menstruating? Are you totally soaking up menses back? And does the menstrual come out as just like dried up flake? I have so many questions about the still suit. Is it one giant maxi pad that you just reabsorb and absorb?
Right. My understanding is that it is. Yeah. And that the Fremen have like a...
I missed you, Fremen.
There's
I just lost my appetite right now.
There's a bunch of filters to, you know, filter out all that other stuff to make it like clean water.
Right, right. That's what I remember too. Right, there were filters in the suits. Right, if I remember that right, there were filters in the suits. By the way, I think this is the name of the podcast. Menses is Dune, so I think that works.
I mean, I'm all for it. If I could get a pair of underwear that does that for me and I don't have to worry about anything, that would be so fun.
I think
menstrual dust. Just have it come out as dust.
Whenever a Fremen dies, they always like they prepare the body in such a way as to harvest all the moisture.
The moisture. Right, right.
And
take their water.
And then they turn it into like clean drinking water.
Kathy brings up a good point in the chat. Would fake boobs be filtered? If you had silicone, there's liquid in them, would they also be filtered?
I mean, I probably, but you know what? I hope that, if a woman is nursing, you know, they spread the wealth around.
Right. But I don't think a woman that was nursing would be in the suit anyway. Right? Or is that just I don't.
Did they even discuss that? I don't know.
I don't remember if that was a rule or discussed, but I don't think that someone who would be nursing after, especially after giving birth, they'd be in the suit.
Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Yeah.
Maybe not. That's what I'm thinking, because, you know, you don't want to, you know, that could be the next Paul Atreides, for all you know.
Well, I would assume that, like, they just keep it going, you know. They just, you know.
Like, they're just breeders, and they're just constantly breeding down there, and just, they don't ever get to come out into the they live in the CH for the rest of their lives. They're just a breeder, just pumping out babies and making milks.
It's like another class of people.
This is G-Money's paradise. It's the Republican Party. What is it? People are ultra conservative.
Oh my gosh. All of a sudden it's like a Handmaid's Tale again in the Dune universe.
Exactly. This is a world you created, V-Money. I had nothing to do with it.
I did not say anything. What are you talking about? Well, I'm super excited that you came in, because I don't think we ever would have talked about the suits this way. We never came in to say anything.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Ew. Yeah. Well, Joel says they probably save the after. I'm pretty sure that they do, Joel. I'm pretty sure that they do.
I mean,
do.
We do that now, so.
It's true. It's
Who
true.
Who among us hasn't saved afterbirth? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I'm not the.
I would tell you what it tastes like, but you'd never eat calamari again.
Yeah, don't you? Aren't you supposed to plant that stuff now? Or I know that some women eat it.
Why plant it in your mouth.
Oh my god, that's so.
Well, this is getting weirder.
Weirder and weirder. Hey, listen, if there's one reason to watch Dune, you found one. All right, just imagine all the moisture that gets sucked up by that suit that they wear, and think about that next time you watch Dune. It's
they were pretty
exciting.
I mean, I remember in the book they being really specific about the nostrils and the mouth and how much moisture you lose when you breathe.
Right.
And making sure that gets recycled.
Correct.
And it's why they don't cute. They don't cry.
Right.
They don't cry.
Right. 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 I remember that as well. So, okay. Spoil
toxic
this.
Toxic masculinity. That's why.
Is that what no they're cry. Sucking out? No cry. It's what it is. Mm-hmm. All right. That's what they're sucking it. That's what the suit is doing. It's sucking out toxic masculinity. I got
it. Yeah, because you're not allowed to cry.
Okay. Got it.
Sorry, that was
there you go. That makes perfect sense. Now, I don't know. This is not a spoiler for me, but do we actually get to see the worms in this new movie? Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. Except for it doesn't like the like some of the features are a little different, but I was really excited. I like so my son's sitting next to me watching this, and I'm looking over, and at first it's like, oh no, he's really bored. Then I realize that he's like really into it, and like starts asking me questions, and like and so I kind of feed a little bit of like, hey, by the way, like he came out of here without his you asked the question when when Duncan Idaho comes out to fight people, he's not wearing his uniform. And my son's like, why is he not wearing a uniform? And I was like, oh, because in the book, he went to the bar and got fucking hammered, but they don't show that at all. And so that's why he came out. And he's just wearing like leisure clothes or whatever, like his pirate shirt. And so my kid was like, oh, wow. Like, and so then we start talking in the theater because we're obnoxious that way. We're talking to each other and I'm telling him things about it. And he's like, really into it. And then like I forget the character's name, Leah Kynes, I think, their like little hooks out, and I was like, hey, do you know what they're gonna do with those hooks? And Lionel's like, what? And I was like, do you know what they're gonna do with those hooks? And he's like, oh my gosh, are they gonna ride the worm? Like his eyes just like lit up. And so
awesome.
It was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a little nerd just nerding out and more sci-fi stuff. It was fun. So I mean, there's a small chance he might actually read the book eventually one of these days. So.
Well, I recommend I recommend anybody
That's
read the
really
book.
That's really great.
I recommend
because
anybody
because G
read
doesn't
it.
Think you're a sci-fi fan.
I didn't. I had no idea, because every time we talk to Franny, it's always she's on this very much just for this horror tip. So I thought that, you know, so it was very interesting to
and
hear.
About cities.
Yeah. She's always like, I figured she would have come on the show and talked about Halloween Kills. That's where I thought she would have, if she would have watched that. But I didn't. I had no idea. Did you watch
I
that?
I tried to. I asked, but for an invite from you guys last week, but you guys snubbed me, and I figured either you didn't like me anymore.
I didn't get one. Yeah, I didn't get one. Well, listen, I will send one to you every week now, even if you don't want one. How about that? So that you can.
I don't want one anymore.
Oh wow. Okay, fine.
Wow, great. Burn the bridges, down, G.
Well, I know. I guess I'm burning those bridges. Jeez, Louise. All right. Well, really, did
just
you
just like those crosses, G?
How dare you? Well, Franny, I love you anyway. Listen, if you want to stick around, you're more than welcome to, my dear. If not, we love having you on the show, and you are more than welcome anytime. And I'm glad.
I love you guys. I just have better places to be right now. Thank you.
We love you too, Franny. We understand we're not exactly the most.
Well, I mean, don't you need to go too, Greg? Like, are we?
Oh yeah, no. Don't worry. When Franny goes, I will kind of wrap up as well. So don't worry.
All right.
Well, Franny, we love you, dear. And yeah,
double wrap
that. I will. And I'm so glad everybody got to see, most of everybody got to see each other before our dear friend Cynthia went back to the mainland. So I'm glad everybody got to see each other. I was working, so unfortunately I couldn't make it. So, but yeah, I'm glad everybody got to see each other at least. So that was kind of fun. So I'm sorry I missed it. So.
You missed the naked dinner that we had.
I missed the naked dinner that you had. I'm so disappointed. I got there,
everybody was naked and they were sitting in a pie or cake of some kind.
Right. And then Todd was like, I brought the egg rolls. Did someone order crispy egg roll?
Egg roll.
Oh, it's always Todd bringing the class.
And Alika brought the hot steak nuggets. Isn't that what he brought? That's what we ordered. We ordered egg rolls and steak nuggets. I'm just trying to make it sound sexual.
That's gross.
Steak bite.
It's gross. Steak bite. All right. Well,
steak nuggets is his new nickname. All right, guys. I'll leave you alone. I love you. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
How do I get out of here?
Bye. Just hit leave studio. Bye. Oh,
and
man.
She's gone.
All right. And she's gone. Well, listen. I wanted to get to Alec Baldwin killing somebody, but we couldn't get to it. I wanted to get to Spider-Man, but we couldn't get to it.
Do this tomorrow night.
Easy, pal. Easy. Goodness.
Can we do this in person again? Because I like that.
Do you like that, Todd? All right.
I like seeing everyone.
I can see everybody right here. What are you talking about, Todd?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I like seeing everybody but Greg.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds about right. Anywho,
Greg, to see you.
Okay, listen. I'm not supposed. Well, listen. I'm really sad we have to end the show, but we do. Next week, a lot more stuff. We'll talk about. I wanted to talk about what was going on with Spider-Man. I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the new trailer for Lightyear from
Disney.
From Disney or Pixar, and yeah, there's just a bunch of other things I wanted to talk about, but unfortunately, no time. But we talked about three things. Before I forget as well, of course, as you know, every single Tuesday is Blu-ray Tuesday. And if there's one thing you should pick up this week, so just so you know, before I forget, this week is the Blu-ray edition of Nothing But Trouble out on DVD today, okay, or Blu-ray today. Yesterday, I should say, but you know what I mean. Nothing But Trouble, a cult classic starring Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd and John Candy. Also, if you're interested, Don't Breathe 2 is out on 4K today. And last but not least, in 4K, The Suicide Squad is out on 4K Blu-ray today as well. So if you like The Suicide Squad, the new one with Idris Elba. And
are you sure it's Idris Elba?
Mm-hmm. I'm very sure. I'm as sure it's Idris Elba as I'm as sure as knowing that that's his name, as I am also sure that the name of that movie that we were talking about earlier was Dune. That's how sure I am.
That's not Javier Bardem.
Yeah, it's not. Definitely not Javier Bardem as Bloodsport. Definitely not.
Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem. That's good too. Javier Bardem. I love it. All right, so check that out. Buy Suicide Squad in 4K. If you've never seen the new Suicide Squad, you should. It's a very fun movie, if I say so myself, and worth every single stinking penny. So check it out. You're gonna love it. All right, guys. Anyway, listen, I gotta prepare for this show. Ron says, nice to almost see the full cast again, which is nice. Listen, I like
almost.
I gotta be truthful. I actually kind of like four people on the show. Four people, with a call in from Franny, totally works on this show. Four is good. It's a good vibe. I like it a lot. I like
that you like it because you were like, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
We don't need any more than three.
Yeah, we don't need any more than three.
And now
you're I like no, now yeah, now four is good. I mean, well, that's because Todd's here. Format. I gotta say nice things about Todd. You know what I mean?
Why?
So, you gotta say a nice thing when Alika comes back?
You don't say nice things about me to my face. Why would I expect you to
Whoa. I say nice things behind your back all the time. You should listen to what I say about you when you're not on the show. Ask Format. Ask Kai. They'll tell you all the nice things I say about you when you're not here.
He talks nothing but trash.
I can't say nice things to your face because that's not how guys roll.
You just muted Kai because he was dropping truth bombs.
I didn't mute him. He muted himself.
No, he muted me.
Shut up, Kai. You're such a liar.
I was muted. My voice was taken away.
All right. Anyway, we're out of time, boys and girls. Have a wonderful week. I'm so glad we got to talk. Yeah,
I wanted to talk about Dune.
You missed. Dune. We were talking about Dune for the last 40 minutes.
I didn't see it yet.
Yeah. Well, so neither have I. So I'm gonna go watch it this week, and I cannot wait to experience Dune. Super excited.
Dune. Are you sure it's?
I'm sure it's Dune.
Dune.
All right. Todd Bernardi, thank you so much for being on the show. Todd, you're great. I don't know if anybody's told you that, Todd, but you're pretty great.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah, you're
pretty okay.
Thanks for filling in for me, Todd.
Yeah. We certainly do appreciate it. For as much as he was on, big shout out to, of course, Format as well.
That's me.
That's you. And then, of course, to Cobra Kai Kai. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Can I throw one last note?
Oh, what?
No, this Friday we get the world premiere of My Hero Academia, the World Hero Mission coming out at Regal.
Isn't that
Theater.
Like the third movie?
Yes.
Third movie. Okay. You mean
Regal?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Regal's
dope.
You mean from that manga
series?
Maybe I'll
see it before Dean.
Yes.
So I think it's weird how manga is outdoing superhero comics in the U.S. It's weird how they're outdoing the staple of the comic book industry in the U.S.
Everybody's a weeb.
Yeah.
Yeah,
everybody is. It's weird. So manga is doing a much better job of superheroes than even the states are. Todd, do something about that. Get on it, would you? It's ridiculous.
Hey, Todd, I'm gonna take Kakui Project to Japan and show them what real comics are all about.
There you. Whoa, bro! Yeah. Throw down that gauntlet. All right. It's the kind of American exceptionalism I'm talking about, baby.
I got the first six translated. I got to get the last six translated.
All right. Well,
but I'm not. I would never presume to do something that insensitive and rude.
Translated to what? Like Sanskrit?
To Japanese.
Oh, Japanese. Why not? Why Japanese?
They make like it.
Why did I have to translate it into Japanese?
What do your
characters? Not like Mandarin. Yeah.
What do your Hawaiian characters sound like in Japanese?
They sound Japanese, I guess. I don't know. I mean, what do you mean?
I don't know. I was thinking
you want me to
Do they sound like Frank DeLima in Kama Ana Metals commercials?
I don't think so.
Ouch. By the way, that's a reference. That's a reference to local Hawaiian thing. So,
I don't think so. I mean, it's up to the them to pick the voices. That's kind of like the next big trip that I want to do. Now that I've been to New York, I want to go to Japan, and it's close. It's 4 hours closer.
It is. It's for Japan is closer than New York for you, Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah, man.
New Zealand was closer than New York.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. We should it's weird, huh? How far it is and the flight paths that they have to take. It's crazy, right, Todd?
Yeah.
You could almost believe in a flat earth the way they take these planes, right, Todd?
No,
don't bring that in. Don't.
No. That's a globetrotter. No. A flat globetrotter.
Oh God!
No. All right, you sure? All right. I mean, you travel far. You travel far enough. You may hit that dome, Todd.
I'm pretty sure it's a globe, and I think that you are too. I hope.
Someone should ask Shatner.
Yeah, someone should definitely ask the Shat.
Yeah, he went up that penis rocket.
How dare you? Isn't it's, it? By the way, I can't believe I'm extending this, and I shouldn't be. But speaking of penis,
I don't know something about extending the penis. What?
It's interesting how all the rich folks are trying to get off the planet. Anybody notice that? Bezos, Gates, Musk, Branson—they're all trying to get off the planet. Do they know something that we don't?
It's the next frontier, man.
All right.
Next place to make money.
All right. Just check.
The final frontier.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Unless they find something else, then it won't be the final frontier.
Maybe
start the opening shops selling moon rocks.
Maybe they're not even going to space. Maybe they know. Maybe this is all faked, and they know that we're living in a snow globe.
They're going to a sound stage.
Greg, we could have talked. You know, we could have talked about Alec Baldwin and how he killed somebody.
This is my fault. That's fine. Instead of you.
I know.
You perpetrating even more conspiracy theories on us.
I know. You
want to talk about QAnon?
I'm sorry. Let's just do this tomorrow night. And we get
all right. We're out of time. I totally love messing with Todd. We're out of time. So for my good friend Todd, Format, and of course Kai Kai, I am G Money. Until next time. Peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy, and we'll see you back here on the Nerd Watch. Aloha.
Dune?
Dune.
Dune.